Begin the current daven sechtes yuma daf dal. Begin the amud alf. Begin the taste of the mas. Begin the words of the gemara. Nichnasu mayim tachas dam. Okay, the water is taking the place of the blood. Which taste is bothered by a question. Well, if you're learning how you make burn from the meluim, it should be totally the same. What are we saying that it's taking the place of the blood? What's the gemara really answering? Says Taisus, Adalav Lagamri Drasha Gamurahi, because it's not a bona fide exposition, Had the Gamim Milum Dista will learn them from the Miluim. Alas Machdam, it's just really an illusion. Because the Ikakra, really, the truth, the main, the real Pasuk is the Kashas Abiyam Azay Yishlafai, she could explain when it says, like, just like you did this day. You know what that's talking about? This is on the first of the 7 day of the Milum that he said this to them. Kasha Asa B'yam says, just like he did this day, the first day, Tziv Hashem Lasses, Hashem commanded to do when? Kol Zayin Yimei HaMelum, all the 7 days of Melum. It says, Tziv Hashem Pesh Rashi B'shut B'perash Chumash. Rashi explains a simple translation of this in his commentary on the Chumash. V'kim L'smach T'ma'amu, since it's really just an illusion, it's not really the Drasha Gemura, so Ein Lachar, that's why we don't have to be concerned. Yam Rina Nichnu Sumayim Tachazam, that we said the water takes the place of the blood, because it's not a full-fledged Drasha, you're right, it's full-fledged Drasha, it would have to be blood, like it was over there, by the first time around. Tinek says, Matzah begins with the Gemara, Hazo b'Sinai mihava. What do you mean? According to Jewish law, because you learn from Sinai, then what's this idea about spraying them every single day? Was there a spraying by Sinai? And Tais says, Rav Timothy, if you're going to say, Tais has to bother by a question. He says, what do you mean? B'Hava b'Sinai hazo astam? What, there was spraying of blood, which is what was by Melum also. Tais says, B'Tinek and Shemais, B'Kech Mesh has said, Dam Yizik Alaham. It says that Mesh Rabbeinu took the blood and he threw it on the people. So what do you mean? What's the Gemara's question? So Tais, what you could say is, no, that spraying was not for purification purposes, which is what it is over here by the Kohen Gadol Mikipurim, by the Parash, because it wasn't thrown just on Moshe, who he was quote-unquote doing the Avodah, El Kalam, it was done on the whole people. El Dama Brisava, rather, is the blood of the covenant. The Chassidic says in the Pasuk, Hine Dama Brisa, Shekras Hashem Emachim, here's the blood of the covenant that Hashem has done with you, and therefore that has nothing to do with the Zrika that's done for Tahara, that we don't find by Sinai. Or Inami says, there's another approach. This is what the Gemara was saying. Hazok kol zayin b'sinei may have. Did you have this idea of all 7 days that there was a preacher by the Sinai? Did we have being sprayed all 7 days? That we don't, and that we cannot learn from the Sinai, rather from the Milum, where did we find that the spraying was all 7 days? That says Taisus b'Tamali. Says Taisus, it's a wonder to me, because the l'kamam b'perik and the Marina. Later on in the perik on the Avches Menaf, we say the echadze ve'echadze mazon lav kol zayin. We say okay that both by the Kippurim and both by the Paraduma, that we're going to be spraying them all 7 days. Masik of the Gemara concludes, Levad Mishabbos, except for Shabbos. Shabbos we don't spray. What do you mean? I thought we're learning out from the Miluim, which you sprayed all 7 days. Says Tais, what you could say is, no, B'miluim Havazol Kol Zayin. You're right, by the Miluim was all 7 days. Al B'yom Kippurim, but there's Achrayim, but B'yom Kippurim, the later generations, Gozer Al Azah Mishum Shuas Vasru B'Shabbos. Then they made a decree, which is in general the Gezer Drabban and Hazah, because it's like Masak and Mana, it's like fixing the person, and therefore they made it forbidden on Shabbat, but you're right, the Ikka Limud was for all 7 days. And this is Tazi Vitamili, but it's a wonder to me, because it'll come up in Farish, the Gemara later on explains, why do we spray all 7 days? The Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Rishon day one, the Shemesh Lishon, maybe it's really day three of his Tuma, that he needs to be sprayed on day three and day seven as a Tummy Mes, and Shani, day two, maybe it's really Shemesh Lishon, Yivachulu, maybe it's day three, and day three might be day three, etc. So the question is, but Amanoli the Gemara, how does the Gemara know the Tam and Rav Meir, that reason of Rav Meir, that who says that you have to be spraying all those days because of a concern of maybe it's day one, maybe it's day three on day one, maybe it's day three on day two, and so on. Lame Mishum to come in Milum. What do you mean? The Gemara say over there very simply? Because he learns from Milum to have Hazel Kazai. We have to pray all 7 days, like we're saying here in our Gemara. Says Taisus, Veshema, because maybe Rabbi Yisrael Chanina. The Kamahachilakaman, who he says that interpretation later on, severely Kirshlakish. Maybe he had like Kirshlakish to Lagam and Milum, who does not learn from Milum, and that wasn't an option to learn it out from the Milum. Elamal Ba'am rather holds, as he says in our Gemara, that it's just an elevated status. And what's that Milo Ba'am? Is Mishum Hechashash, is because that concern of Rishon, day one, the Mashlisha Bechulu, maybe it's day three, etc., etc. Another approach you could say is, because the Afilaman, the Gomem Milum, even according to one of the lens of the Miluim, severely holds, as we mentioned, as I did before, the cross machtabi almam, that really the Pasuk is just an illusion. It's not a real drush, it's not a real source. Vimkain, and therefore, Ilavdik Atamik Tas, unless there was some legitimate reasoning, like we're saying, because maybe it's really day three of when he became Tame, Lahav Matsu Rabban Azad, the Rabban would not require him to be sprayed every day in his quarantining over here 7 days before. Then we have to explain the reason, as the Gemara says there later on, and therefore that would be even the Kramad the Amar, as like Rabbi Yechanan, that it's learned from the Milum. Kinyan like says Mas, the beginning of the Gemara, Tanik of a Seder Shlakish. Rabbi Yisrael says the Gur Shlakish. Which is, as the Gemara says, Rabbi Yisrael Glili, it's really Kavasei. Say. Because Rabbi Yisrael Glili says like him, that this was, the cloud over covering it was after Matan Torah, which was quarantining Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's what Rabbi Chasuha Anan meant. And that's like Gur Shlakish, who says, yeah, there was a quarantine over that you could learn from it, that it has to be done 6 days before you go into Machna Shechina. But says Taisa Temel, it's a wonder to me. Rabbi Yechon Nami, Mile Tanya, and don't we have a support from this Bryce also like Rabbi Yechon? Rabbi Kiva is really Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Yechon. The loyal of Misinai that does not learn from Sinai because according to Rabbi Kiva there was no quarantine because this was 6 days before Mount Tyre and Moshe Rabbeinu was not being quarantined because he was going up and down the mountain. So you see a town like Rabbi Yechon too. So Taisa says, yeah, Rabbi Yechon, what you can say is Kvar Aisi Lael Tanya Kvar Rabbi Yechon. The Gemara already brought a Bryce towards Rabbi Yechon, which is that Difne was a better proof than bringing from Kiva over here. Because the Masnitin stomach Rabbi Yechon, that was anonymous brisa like Rabbi Yechonon, which is like the Rabbanon, which is like the Rav. But how they come, and then the Gemara is saying, yeah, but Tani Nami Kabbasid Rish Lagish, we have the brisa that also supports Rish Lagish. The Ika Tan the Subak Kabbasid, there is a Tan like him, but of course, there is Tanaim in this brisa too, that's like Rabbi Yechonon, but we don't even need that. Now, but Timali Batesu, what is a wonder to me is, Maika Maisi Mahad the Tani Kabbasid Rish Lagish. What is the Raya from this brisa that we have a Tan like Rish Lagish? What's the Raya? Then Rabbi Yechon Amalach, maybe Rabbi Yechon tell you, I'm not done. I feel like Rabbi Yisrael Glili. I could even be like Rabbi Yisrael Glili, who he says Rabbi Chasuha Hanan is after Mount Tyre and that's going on Moshe. And yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu did quarantine, but it still wouldn't be right to Rish Lakish. Why? Because the Ad can come Rabbi Yisrael Glili. Where do we find Rabbi Yisrael Glili saying there was a quarantine? It'll be Sinai Hachi Avav. Yeah, that was only specifically Bahar Sinai. As we even find the other Tanoim that explicitly are saying it's only Bahar Sinai. Avod Darius like Rabbeinu Melab. We don't learn enough of future generations. Loimit to say. Which is a leniency if you're learning out from there. Because based on that limud, the Tiski Bepreach Shishiyam, that in general it's enough for quarantining up 6 days before Kumai Besinai goes by Sinai, Kedomash Mash Lakish. It's our mission requires seven because he's concerned for Besai. But Elitzar Preacher Shishiyam Kumai Bimalom, maybe you really need us quarantine 7 days before, like it is by the Malom. So why is the Gemara saying that the Bryce is like Rish Lakish? It could even be like Rabbi Yechonon. And that's the thing, Gershom, what you could say is no. Since we find the Gemara is going to quote shortly Rabbi Elazar, that says in the interpretation of this pasuk, "Vayikal Moshe that Hashem called to Moshe." Really, it's Moshe v'chol Yisrael. I'm the mechulu. Really, all Klai Yisrael was there. Meaning, Vayikal Rabbi Kiva. That's explained the pasukim like Rabbi Kiva, which is because it was before Matan Torah and it was the mountain that was covered. So Amak Rabbi Kiva Dasha LeChrist. Obviously, Rabbi Elazar expounds the pasukim like Rabbi Kiva, which is that it wasn't just Moshe, but it was Moshe and all Klai Yisrael. So Mishtama Mishmid Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Amar, we could presume that Rabbi Elazar had said this teaching in the name of his teacher Rabbi Yechonon. So Rabbi Yechonon also explained the pasuk b'chusu on and going on before Antara, and it's on that he also disagrees on Rish Lakish, and that's what the Gemara means that telling was Rish Lakish in the explanation of the pasuk, which is like Rabbi Yisrael Glili, which is like Rish Lakish, and not like that of Rabbi Yechonon who holds the interpretation of the pasuk is like a Bekiva. Now. Why am I saying that this teaching of Elazar is obviously that's how Rabbi Yechonon held? He didn't say the name of Rabbi Yechonon. But Ashkechanam said, "Perkei Shirab." We find the Gemara in Yevamos Tzadik Vamim Bebeis Ki Agam the same type of idea. The Azra Elazar Amal Shmaiter. Elazar went and he said over a teaching. But the Amar Mishmaiter Rabbi Yechonon didn't say over the name of Rabbi Yechonon. And Ikved Rabbi Yechonon, Bechul Rabbi Yechonon was all upset, etc. Until after Rabbi Elazar, Tamid Chol Yesh B'Darish. But don't worry, when your student, he was told that when your student Rabbi Elazar goes and he sits and expounds, Bahakol Yaidim Shetzuraska. Everyone knows that it's really in your name. He's just not saying it over, but everyone knows it's your Torah. So even when he doesn't say B'Shem Rabbi Yechonon, people presume they know that it's really from the Rebbe from Rabbi Yechonon. If that's the case, so that's like we said. So Rabbi Yechonon Darish Lahu LeKroy Kerem Kivas, and it comes out that although it's Rabbi Elazar, but Rabbi Elazar is really that of Rabbi Yechonon, and Rabbi Yechonon is saying like Rabbi Kiva explained the Pesukim, and therefore the Gemara is saying that we have a Brisa that's going to interpret the Pesukim like that of Rish Lakish, which is that of Rabbi Yisi HaGlili.